It is going to be a big weekend at the movies. With us this morning is the director of the Blyer Center for Television and Pop Culture at Syracuse University, Robert Thompson. Bob, good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
So here's just one of so many comments about the release of this movie, Black Panther. One woman says, it means that my kids and young black kids everywhere will see themselves as heroes capable of leading their own narratives. And so there's a lot of buzz about this movie.
There is. And, you know, it's not just the kind of buzz that you hear about, the latest Star Wars or the latest, any big franchise. This movie is being taken very seriously by a lot of really serious critics. So not only is it broken records for the, Marvel pre-ticket sales, mm-hmm. but there's a lot of intellectuals talking really seriously about this as well.
Yeah, teachers say they're taking their kids to showings, their classes to showings, all kinds of things like that.
Yeah, I mean, who would have guessed back in the, late 70s when the Superman franchise started? And,
yeah.
That was a fun movie based on a comic book. But now anybody who still thinks comic book movies are just, blockbuster fluff, that's not the case anymore.
Robert, I feel like the Winter Olympics is like a cold sore, sort of pops up. We only pay attention every 4 years.
Man.
Do anything, with the exception of maybe the ice skaters, we don't ever remember. We're ever all talking about Michaela Schifrin. She's going to be out of our consciousness, is gone. What does the Winter Olympic means to pop culture?
Well, first of all, the ratings on any given night, they're comparing whether they're up and up or down from Sochi, but the ratings are doing pretty well. They're high. There is higher than what the NBC had promised to advertisers, so that's good. But they, as you point out, ice skating, figure skating, of course, is the thing most people remember. It was a Winter Olympics. Let's remember that. We not only penetrated our consciousness, but we're still making movies about Tanya Harding and Nancy Kerrigan.
Yeah, how about that?
That was a Winter Olympics way back in 1994, and you've got the likes of Shaun White and those types of characters. So it's true that the Winter Olympics used to be the underachieving sibling of the Summer Olympics, but that's not necessarily always the case.
And a couple of other entertainments. No,
oh, the Miracle on Ice.
Of course, the Miracle
Olympics.
On
that was
Ice.
One of the greatest sporting moments
of
all time.
Do you believe in miracles?
Yeah, 1980.
That's right. 1980.
And,
so when you think of some of the great Olympic moments, a bunch of them were Winter Olympics.
And a couple of other notes, and certainly entertainment worthy to talk about this morning, Bob. One, the move of Uber producer Ryan Murphy moving from 20th Century Fox to Netflix, The Shape of Things to Come. And also, of course, just more recently, Jeffrey Tambor, the latest to fall in the sexual misconduct allegations. And he will not be a part of Transparent this next coming season.
Yeah, well, first of all, the Ryan Murphy thing. Netflix is trying, once upon a time, Netflix delivered DVDs to our mailbox.
Right, that's right.
Then Netflix started being a place online where you could go to watch stuff that other people made, movies and TV shows that had played in other places. Now they seem to have every intention of gathering as many of the people who make hit television programs as they possibly can into their own stable. Ryan Murphy, of course, who people know from Nip/Tuck and Glee, and more recently American Crime Story, which did that incredible O.J. Simpson series, an American Horror Story, but he isn't even the biggest one they've stolen. They stole Shonda Rhimes.
I know.
Pitico before that. So clearly they are trying to become this stable of, the biggest of creators, because in the end, it's they want everybody in planet Earth to subscribe to Netflix and no one to cancel their subscription.
Yeah, and especially, they're about to lose, a lot of Disney products because Disney's starting its own streaming system, so they're certainly doing their best to fill that space.
Right, that's a good point. And the idea is that Disney, like CBS and like HBO, are going to have their own distribution systems for this. So Netflix is going to have to do that as well.
You know, pretty soon we're not going to be able to complain about cable prices anymore, because with the number of subscriptions that we're going to end up tallying up, it's going to all of a sudden cable TV is going to seem like a bargain, I think.
No, you've got that right. I mean, now if you want to watch Game of Thrones, you got to get HBO Go. If you want to watch Star Trek, you've got to get CBS All Access. If you want to watch all this other stuff, you've got to get Netflix. Pretty soon, that monthly bill of subscribing to those things is going to start, as you point out, looking a lot like the days of cable.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting moving forward. I expect there to be bundles at some point. I'm not sure how that's going to play out. But a lot to talk about this morning, Bob, in the world of entertainment. And no doubt we'll be talking on Monday or Tuesday morning about the amazing box office totals of Black Panther. Thanks for being here with us this morning, and we'll talk to you next week.
I'll look forward to it. Thank you.
All right. That's Robert Thompson from Syracuse University talking about the latest in TV, pop culture, and more.